Well, it's fun. You know, we're a very close team. And I think, again, that's really forged out of the fact that we have to work very closely together all the time. And we work very closely together over some very long hours under some very stressful situations. But the team, which I want to talk about for a minute, is just a fantastic team. It's made up of really, really passionate people who are very, very smart about security. I mean, we've got CISSPs on our team. We've got people who've worked in the security business for a long time. We've got people who have come in from product teams or have come in from product support services. And they have a passion about protecting people. And so the key thing to work with this team is you have to have a really good sense of humor. You have to have good stamina. Yep. You know, I think above all, you really have to act as the customer advocate. You know, I think you really have to sit down at the table and be that person who says, no, you know, we're going to do it this way because this is the best way to protect the customer. This is what our customers expect of us as a company to get this right. And I think that's that passion is definitely present in the team. And so, you know, we've got things like the Situation Room.
What's your role? I see you talking to the press and for the external.
I'm communications. Yeah, basically. So I wrote the MSO 3026 bulletin. I actually did a lot of the response stuff, you know, for different bulletins that were released. And so I've done it, and I also talk about it, and I'm communications, so kind of a jack of all trades. But we've each got roles within the team of people, you know, who are working, looking at the secure@microsoft.com that rotates in and out. We've got people who are writing bulletins. We've got people who are working with product teams on cases. We've got people who are working to investigate cases that have already been opened. So, I mean, you know, these are things that the team does on a day-to-day operational basis. And then we pretty much all come together when there's an emergency. So,
you guys sleep overnight in the center or are there later?
So I actually went and bought a couch I bought a futon couch for my office after Blaster. That required quite a bit, but you know, yeah, we pretty much work as long as it takes to get the situation out there. And so you've got to remember, we're not just a United States company. You know, we're a multinational company. We're a worldwide company. So when there's an attack against our customers, then there needs to be someone here at 3 a.m. because, you know, that's going to be business prime time for a place like, you know, for Asia or Europe as they're coming online. We have to have people here. It's sort of this follow the sun type of situation. We have to have people to communicate to the press. We have to have people to post stuff to Microsoft.com if we find something new in the middle of the night, you know, so.
Do you have security center response centers around the world then, or is it just
we work very closely with all of our product support services and subsidiary offices all throughout the world. Absolutely. So this is really the hub, but we have teams that work with us all over the world in all of our subsidiaries, and they're really more for the emergency situation and bulletin communication when we have the monthly release process, but overall we do have a worldwide operation.
Right.
In fact, we had it's funny, you know, I spoke a little bit about our emergency response. We actually drill on that. And one time we were in the middle of a worldwide drill when my doom hit, you know, so we kind of took all the drill cards and put them away and then brought out the real cards and we were all just right there to work on it. So, I mean, you know, we have a worldwide, you know, response process that we execute when these things happen.
Right.